And how's it going, everybody? Welcome into Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick here with you and joined by Predators forward Ellie Tolvanen. Ryan Johansson going to join at the bottom of the hour. Hope you're having a happy and safe Wednesday. Got some storms coming through the area, so hope everybody is okay. But we're excited to be here again. You can watch us this year on YouTube, on Twitch, on Facebook, wherever you like to stream content. You can check it out. We're on Twitter as well. Willie, Ellie, welcome in. Good to see you guys.
Hey, it's great to be here. Nice to
see you. So, Ellie, as you guys continue this road trip, which it feels like a year, and I know that it's different now because you're just hanging out in a hotel room. How's it been so far from that aspect?
It actually hasn't been that bad. I mean, we're in Florida. It's such a nice weather. You can walk on the beach. I mean, there's still stuff to do. I mean, we have a good players' lounge. We have some poker tournaments, and there's always something going on.
So, who's the best? Who's the best at cards and playing games?
I think Joey's been winning the most, so I think he's up there.
That makes sense. So, what's this been like for you? Because things have obviously, now that you're playing every day, you found your spot on the power play and of course in 5-on-5, and it seems to be working out well, and I know that has to help your confidence.
Oh yeah, it's big. I mean, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, just past couple of years playing in Milwaukee and just hoping that one day I can be here for good. And right now, I mean, just try to soak it in and enjoy every moment. And I mean, it's been nice to be playing a lot and being playing with the good players. I mean, the results hasn't been as good as we want, but I mean, the last game was really good from the team.
Willie?
Well, Ellie, I wanted to ask you about, first of all, you had a great win over Tampa. That had to feel really good because, you know, you played a number of games against them. They're a great team. But to be able to break through and get a win, especially under the circumstances you guys are in with some guys banged up, a lot of guys out of the lineup. So it's always nice to win. When you're leaving a city and going on to the next city and you get on the plane, you got 2 points. How did that one feel?
Oh, it was unreal. I mean, we talked about before the game that just go out there and let's do our best. I mean, it's going to be easier to come here in Fort Lauderdale and enjoy the day off and all that. So I think that was a big factor and a big win. I mean, there's a lot of new faces, a lot of young guys. I play with them in Milwaukee and they're stepping up and did a really good job. And I mean, of course, you see Pex on net and he's doing an unbelievable job every night. So it's been a lot of good things and it's been a lot of fun.
You know, that time that you spent in Milwaukee, as you mentioned, you guys were a dominating team last year. You guys were used to winning every night. And now you guys are learning how to do it at this level. And it seems like with each passing game, with the more these guys, you guys play together, and you know yourself individually, you're seeing progress. The more you play, the more you get experience. You're learning the formula of what it takes to win. So, how big is the jump in your estimation? Now that you've played a few games at the AHL and you're getting more experience here, how big is that jump from the AHL to the NHL?
I mean, it's a big jump, of course. I mean, here all the players are really good players. They're best players in the world. So, it's a big jump. But I mean, the job they do in Milwaukee and preparing all the young guys to come up here and just come here and try to do the same thing that you've done there. So I think it's pretty easy to translate. But I mean, like I said, it's a big jump. I mean, you have to do your best every night. You can't make mistakes. So I mean, those little things, it matters here.
Along those lines, Ellie, I remember having a conversation a few years ago. You had made your debut, but talking to Philip Forsberg, because he kind of went through the same thing, that he made his debut and he needed a little more seasoning. So he went to Milwaukee and, you know, obviously you want to be in the NHL, but he kind of talked to me through his process and how he felt that you were probably would be going through the same thing. Now that you're here and you've been able to get to know him and the others on your team, have you kind of felt that way? Have you kind of gone through like, you know, yeah, it stunk not being in the NHL, but I feel so much better now. And I feel like I understand the game more. Have you guys talked about that stuff at all?
Oh, for sure. I mean, personally, I feel much better than a couple of years ago when I make my debut. I think those couple of years in Milwaukee helped me a lot as a player and as a kid too. I was a young guy going living by myself in Milwaukee. And I mean, it's not easy to translate. And I mean, just in those years, I think my game grew a lot. I mean, defensive side of my game is way better, more physical, and I think they did a really good job down there. And it's actually fun to see. Like, there's, like you said, Phil's gone to pad. All the Finns I know, Juice, Pex, Yossi, everybody's been in Milwaukee. I think that's kind of a cool process. Everybody goes through the Milwaukee train, and I mean, it pays off.
I want to ask you, Ellie, to wind the clock back a little further. When you're growing up in Finland, and you just mentioned a lot of guys that I'm sure you watch play that you're playing with now, you know, like Pekka and guys like that. They're household names, superstars. And you made the decision when you were a teenager to come over and play here. I'm sure you had an option of playing in Finland, you know, when you're 15, you're 16, but you come over to the USHL. Tell me what went into that decision. Why did you decide to do that?
I think so. My both brothers played junior hockey in US, and my dad's actually a principal in the school. So that was the one key factor to learn the language and just the lifestyle here. And I think it was just the best fit for me to come over here, learn the small ice game, and just learn the culture, learn the language. And I mean, if you do that when you're a kid, it's easier than when you turn pro. You can, you know, the language, you know, the culture, you know, everything. So I think that was a key factor. And then I was on that point, I was planning on going to college, but then that never happened. So I think it was just something that I wanted to do when I was a young guy, like come over. And I've seen some games in the USHL, and it was a great league. And I, looking back for now, like playing in USHL for 2 years, it was a lot of fun, and it was a great league.
I remember Pekka telling us a story when he was first sent to Milwaukee. You know, he had never been over here, and he talked about all the things that he needed some guidance on. You know, Kevin Klein was his roommate, he said if it hadn't been for him, he really would have had some trouble just making sure he had ways of getting to the rink and things like that. So it was interesting to hear you say, you know, when you do it a little bit earlier, maybe when you're in school age, you have did you have a little better support system? How was your English when you got there? Did you learn some?
I actually didn't speak much English when I got here when I was 15. And yeah, I think it was easier. I had a roommate and we went to school together. We had a bunch of guys going to the same school. So we were in every class together. And then it was just a great fit. You go to school in the morning, you go to practice afternoon, and then you play games. And I mean, that was fun. And when I went to Milwaukee my first year, and I think everything was so much easier. I just went there and I kind of knew everything that I knew everything was coming. And it was way easier than we had at that point. We had one Finn there, and he helped me with like apartments and all the other stuff.
Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Ellie Tolvanen here with you on Smashville Live. And speaking of Milwaukee, a lot of your former teammates in Milwaukee are now your current teammates here in Nashville, as we've seen the influx of the young ones, and they've been impressive so far. So what has that been like, even though you're right there and classified as a rookie, but you obviously have more games under your belt? What has that process been like for them and trying to help them go through it?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, we had a great team last year, and all the young guys, they're a really good group of guys. We hang out a lot last year, and now being here in Nashville and with the same guys, so it's been a lot of fun. I mean, like you said, I've had a couple more games than them, but I mean, I just try to teach them as much as I can, and they teach me still. And it's just a great group of young guys. I mean, I always like to be around those guys.
Ellie, we've talked a lot about your shot. You know, when you were drafted, the day you were drafted, that was the thing that people were talking about. Hey, this guy could really shoot. And of course, not long after that, we're watching you in the Olympics, and we're watching you put up these great numbers in the KHL. I'm curious, when you were growing up learning how to play, who taught you how to shoot? How do you learn how to be a good shooter?
I think it's my dad and my brothers, to be honest. We had a great backyard setup, and my oldest brother, it was a forward, and then the middle one was a goalie. So we always played street hockey after school or before practice, after practice. So it was just a lot of games backyard, and then we had all these competitions. We were shooting pucks every summer, like 500 pucks every day, and just trying to do something fun with it. And I mean, when I was probably like 13 years old, I noticed that it's one of my strengths. So since that, I've been shooting a lot of pucks and just try to work on it and improve it. And I mean, it's one thing I'm good at, so I think that's fun practice too.
Well, Chase is a big baseball fan, and I grew up a pitcher. I can appreciate, you know, a pitcher in baseball, you change speeds, right? You want to give, you know, the hitters different looks. Just like a shooter in hockey, you got to give the goalie different looks. That's something that looks like you've put in a lot of time, because your shot's not the same. You have different types of shots. You've now scored on a different variety of them. So who was there, a coach or anybody, or was it the same people, your dad, your brother, that started teaching you the importance of that?
Yeah, it was just me and my brothers. And when I was a little kid, I watched a lot of YouTube highlights, and I was one of those fanboy, like watching hockey every night and looking every, like Ovechkin scoring in NHL or the Finnish guy scoring in NHL. And then I went backyard and tried to do the same things. And I just tried to be that like them. And that was just the one thing. I shoot pucks after every practice, before practice. And I think there was a lot of work. And then, of course, my brothers too, like my, like I said, middle one is the goalie. So he told me that, like, if you can fake it and shoot it, and it's going to be hard for the goalie. So I think big thanks for those guys too, though. So like, they helped me a lot when I was a kid.
As we talked about earlier, the defensive part of your game, you feel more comfortable with that. What are some things that you really felt like you needed to work on that now feel more natural to you that maybe weren't there the first time around when you were playing in the NHL?
I think just overall my defensive game. I mean, when I came over from the KHL, I was kind of like just offense guy and didn't care about much about defense. And now, you know, like being here this year, if you can't play defense, you can't play. I mean, it's a one big area. You have to be a good defensive zone. And I think been working a lot of that in Milwaukee, and then just like blocking shots, the little things that you can be better at, and then coach gonna trust you. And I think those little things that if you can just getting better every day and just work on those things, and you're going to get more ice time, you're going to get more opportunities too.
Well, it's good to have you on tonight. We're going to do another segment here with you, and then your teammate Ryan Johansson will join at the bottom of the hour. It is Smashville Live, presented by New Amsterdam Vodka, Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue, and Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. We'll have more with Preds forward Ellie Tolvanen when we come back here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Yes, it is. Welcome back into Smashville Live, ESPN 102.5, The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app, on Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook as well. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, and Ellie Tolvanen joining us. And it's all brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. So we were just chatting during the break, Ellie, about it is March Madness, tournament time for sure. And you said you don't know that much about basketball, but I know that there has been a tournament pool with the players, and I even remember filling one out for former head coach Peter Laviolette a couple of years ago as he entered. So are you going to fill one out not really knowing that much about it and just take a shot at it?
I mean, being the youngest guy, they probably make me do it, so I might just have to Google something and figure it out.
Well, we got you. We'll help you. Willie especially. He's the basketball guru.
Perfect.
Sometimes that's the worst person to be, is if you think you know what's going on. You end up finishing last. The more you know, you outthink yourself.
Yeah. When didn't you say that Matthias Ekholm won it a few years ago and he didn't really know what he was doing?
Oh, it was hilarious. I mean, there was a lot of upsets too, and he had a bunch of them. And he didn't – I remember asking him, do you know where this college is or that college is? He didn't know. But he was getting them right because the teams were winning games. I think he won the pool one year. This was probably 5 or 6 years ago when he was a lot younger. But I know the guys have fun with that, because there's a lot. Ellie, you're not alone. There's a lot of those guys that probably haven't watched a single college basketball game, but it is kind of fun.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not something I used to do every night. And I think I have to work on it, though. I mean, I have to go on my iPad tonight and figure it out.
Well, you said that, you know, you being one of the younger players, they probably make you do it. I was wondering, the other day, you were talking with the media after the game, after the win, and some people noticed this on the post-game show that somebody was heckling you and throwing the yoga ball in your direction to try to distract you. That's one of the oldest tricks in the book. So, number one, who was it that was the culprit there?
Yeah, I saw the comments. Everybody thought it was Joey, but it wasn't. It was actually Philip.
I see. So how did you try to keep it together? That you had to really focus on your concentration because you did a good job. You still answered the questions.
Yeah, I mean, he did a couple times and then he just left. So it was kind of easy after that.
So now we know. Would you have guessed Joey would have been the guy?
Oh, yeah. Joey's always my first guess. If somebody's talking about a prank, I'm always going to Ryan Johansson. Is he the biggest prankster in the locker room still?
Yeah, I mean, he's just goofing around every day. I mean, it's a lot of fun to having him around. I mean, he's one of the characters, and he's just a funny guy.
So speaking of basketball, not knowing much about that, since you've been in North America, what's something that you didn't know a whole lot about that now you've discovered and that you like, whether it's a food or watching another sport or a movie or something like that?
I mean, it could be basketball. Being in Milwaukee, we had some free tickets to the Bucks games, and so we went there almost like every week. So it was a lot of fun. I mean, that was my first time going to the NBA game, and we went there a ton of in my last couple of years. So I think it was something that I didn't like before, and now I can watch it for a bit.
Did you meet Giannis?
Those guys, did you ever get down into the locker room while they, you know, maybe you were getting ready for a game, or they were coming, you were going, something like that? You ever stood next to those guys, like Giannis?
No, actually, so we played in the rink next door, so we didn't play in the same rink.
Okay.
So we never actually met any of the players, so it was kind of I was actually looking forward to see Giannis, and I mean, he's a giant, so it would be fun to see him around in Milwaukee, but I never saw him.
Wow. So what are some things that you like to do when you're not playing hockey? You know, we've had guys on here and some are gamers, some just watch Netflix, and you know, obviously, like we were talking about with you being on the road and not able to do much, how do you pass the time?
A lot of Netflix, a lot of shows. On the road, me and Saros, we watch a lot of Finnish shows and hang out together in the lounge. So it's something we do almost every day or in days off. So, but definitely a lot of TV shows, a lot of movies, and then never have a chance to FaceTime my friends back home. I mean, you don't see them in a year. So it's something I try to do.
All right. Now, Chase, I'm going to ask him about one. I'm going to make this recommendation to you. I like this show, but Ellie, you said the Finnish show. I've only watched one Finnish show on Netflix. It's called Dead Wind. Have you ever heard of that? Have you watched
that?
No,
I haven't.
No?
No.
Nope. I really like it. It's like a, I don't know, how would you say it? A CSI, it's a cop show, you know, investigation, murder investigation, mystery. Yep. I think it's really good. It's all in Finnish, you know, with the subtitles. It helps me, you know, with the pronunciation of the language and stuff, which is sometimes kind of tricky. It's a little bit different, you know, than sometimes we Americanize your names a little bit, but I think it's a really well done show. Of course, there's always snow and ice everywhere when the cops are investigating, but they're great characters. I really enjoy it. You have to check it out.
Yeah, I probably have to.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out too.
I'm recommending it to anybody, not just the Finnish players. I think this is good for anybody on Netflix. So what would be your top recommendation you would make on Netflix right now, Ellie?
Probably Prison Break.
Oh.
Prison Break?
Yeah, see, saw it a couple of times already, and now I'm watching it again, so it's something.
Absolutely.
It's probably my third time watching it, so I mean, I already know what's happening, but it's still something I can watch for like hours and hours.
You mentioned that you and Saros like to watch Netflix together and you hang out. So how is the mustache competition going between you two? We haven't seen UC in a while because he's been out, but see, you still got yours going. So how's the mustache competition?
It's done. I shaved mine a couple days ago. I told him that he's been injured for a while and nobody saw his mustache. So it was unfair. So
So who declared the winner? Did you declare yourself the winner when you ended the competition?
No, he still has – he is going on. So hopefully we'll see it tomorrow or some other day. But, yeah, I lost it.
Yeah, I don't know if people heard, but Coach Hines today did say he's been practicing now. And he's tracking. He could be back very soon. So hopefully
– he was activated earlier.
Yeah, so that's good. So he's back in the lineup shortly. So you have to start round two.
Yeah, we have to. Maybe in some point in April.
So before we let you get out of here, and we appreciate your time tonight, another matchup against Florida tomorrow, a two-game set. And, you know, as we mentioned to start this, it's been with the road trip, you've been gone for so long. But coming off that win against Tampa, how can you parlay some of that success into taking on another really good team in this Central Division?
I think it's going to give us confidence after that. That was a big win. And I think if we can just do the little things that we did against in Tampa Bay and just keep doing the same things over and over again, I think we have a really good chance against Florida. I mean, we've been playing good hockey lately, so hopefully we can build on that and keep doing it again.
I want to ask you, Ellie, about one of their players. We were talking about Finnish names from the show I'm watching. You know, a guy that doesn't sound like a Finnish name, but he is Finnish, is Sasha Barkov. And a lot of people are talking about him as a guy that could be an MVP candidate. Yeah. How have you known him before? I mean, I'm sure you grew up, you saw him play. He's such a tremendous player. And if he played in a place like Montreal or Toronto, people would probably know even more about him. But what a fantastic player. What do you know about him?
I don't know him personally that well. I mean, of course, when he had a couple of really good years in Finnish league went before he came over to the NHL, and of course every time he played for the Olympics or for the Finnish national team, so he's been unreal everywhere he played. So I mean, he's a big body, he can skate, he can do it all. So he's probably one of the best Finns playing right now. So he's a really good player.
Well, Ellie, we appreciate the time tonight. Go get some dinner or do whatever you're going to do and get ready for that game tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you in person one of these days here soon. But thanks for joining us tonight for Smashville Live.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Ellie Tolvanen, rookie sensation for the Predators, joining us here tonight. We'll come back with Ryan Johansson, another forward for the Nashville Predators. It's all brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back into Smashville Live, ESPN 102.5, The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app on Twitch, Periscope, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, all of those fun things. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, and now joined by Predators forward Ryan Johansson. Ryan, it's good to see you. It's been way too long. Thanks for doing this tonight.
Hey, guys. Good to see you guys, too. Thanks for having me.
Even though we're, you know, it's Zoom and that's life these days, it's still always fun to have you on. We just had Ellie Tolvanen on before you, and he did confirm you are still the top prankster in the Predators locker room. So congratulations on keeping that title.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So how have things been going now that you're back from injury? Obviously coming off a big win against Tampa, that has to be a huge confidence boost the way you guys played going in to Florida. But how are things feeling for you personally?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, all of us, or most of us, haven't been happy with a lot of things that have gone on this year. And, you know, like you said, that we just won a big hockey game with a lot of our guys, a lot of key guys out of our lineup. And so we feel good today. And, you know, just want to try and finish up this road trip with a couple more wins and keep moving in that right direction.
You've been a young guy before that's, you know, been thrown into the lineup during your time in Columbus and had to learn what it was like to be an NHL player, and seeing so many of those guys on your roster now and the incredible job that they've done, as you just mentioned, with the veterans out of the lineup. How cool has that been for you to see guys like Ellie and others come into the lineup and do a good job?
Yeah. You know what? It's been very cool. Yeah. Like you said, you just kind of see yourself back some years ago and remember those situations and kind of bring back memories and stories I had when I first came in and whatnot. And you know, it's been fun. We've just embraced this challenge and looking to go out there and play the best we can each and every night. And you know, these young guys are sure impressing me, and I'm sure a lot of other people that have been watching. So hats off to them and the way they've been competing and going out there and you know, just taking advantage of this opportunity to showcase themselves and get out there and do their thing.
You know, Ryan, I think back to those early teams that you were on for Columbus, and at the time the franchise had never made it to the playoffs before. Mm-hmm. You come in as a young player and you're part of a group that does something that hadn't been done before in that market. Who were some of the veteran players that really helped you along in the process when you first came up, kind of like you are for some of these guys today?
Yeah, I think a guy that would just stand out mainly is Nicky Foligno. He's their captain now in Columbus, and he was definitely one of the guys who took me under his wing, and he was just one of those guys that did the right things over and over and over, and a guy that, you know, I loved to be around, loved how he carried himself and wanted to be like. And he was definitely a big guy. You got guys like Dubinsky with his work ethic and how he competed every night. I was always impressive. And, you know, I'm sure there's a few more guys I can't think of right now. But, you know, there were definitely guys that you leaned on to guide you the right way. And now being an older guy, you try and be that guy. You hope these kids down the road will be like, oh, that Johansson was great to me, and he was very positive and helped me break into the league and you know, made it easy and fun for me. And so that's something as older guys right now, we're trying to be good role models for these guys and show them the right way to do things.
You were very young when you came in. What was the hardest part to learn, especially at that age? You know, as you look back, you've learned so much, you know, in all your career now. If you go back, what do you remember being a real tough challenge? Or were you so young you were just saying, hey, I don't know any different, I'm just going?
Yeah, for me, the biggest challenge was I've been a laid back personality guy my whole life, and to really learn how to be a pro every single day. And where, as I was coming up and breaking into the league, I saw hockey as lacing on my skates, going and having fun and playing the game. And as that still is very important, but the little details and the game within the game and things you need to do consistently and habits, or that just is winning hockey at the NHL level. It's something I had to learn. It took me a little bit of time. And you know, I think that's kind of one of the things that's impressed me the most about these young kids is how professional they are. And I understand they've had some time in the minors to learn and adapt to the pro level, but it still is impressive to go there and do that at the NHL level. So I guess that's what I'm most impressed about, the details of all the young kids and how they've been carrying themselves.
How tough is it when you're a guy like yourself, who's a skilled player, to start to assert yourself? Like, I noticed with Ellie, and we've talked to Coach Hines a little bit about this, that you guys, as he started to have more success, and he's obviously a shooter, you mm-hmm. almost have to say, hey, we want you to shoot. You know, there's a natural thing. If you're an unselfish guy, you defer to the older players a little bit. Was that something for you? Like, when did you start to know, okay, my teammates trust me, I can start asserting myself out there?
Well, the first thing is you have to prove to your teammates, and your teammates need to trust you that you're going to do all the little things out there to help your team win. You're not just going to go out there and shoot the puck when you can, because that's not going to help us win. And so for me, I would go out there and just make plays and try and, you know, really more focus just on offense. And, you know, so my teammates and coaches didn't trust me at first. They didn't rely. I wasn't a reliable player where they could just put me out there and I could get the job done at both ends of the rink. I had to understand that both ends of the rink are just as important. And, you know, for like Tolvi, like that pass I gave him, two nights ago, I'm like, okay, I'm going to change. Tolvi might shoot it here. And then he had one of the most wicked shots I've ever witnessed. And I was like, oh, okay, my shot to Tolvi. That was ridiculous. But to Tolvi, credit to Tolvi, is he's gone out there and he's proved to our team and the guys and coaches that he's willing to do everything it takes to be a successful player and a reliable player on the ice. And that's what I'm most proud of about him, is how he's brought to this game of physicality, how he's driving the game with his legs, and his details have been very good. And, you know, that's where you get your opportunities. You get put on the power play half wall, you get played top line minutes. Once you earn that, then it's your opportunity to make your mark as a top player in the league. And so it's just fun to watch him going through that process right now.
I want to ask you about that pass, because, you know, there's distance to that pass that he catches and puts in there. But that was one thing that we noticed was a guy on that side. Usually, you know, you're looking at a one timer, but he has the ability to sort of collect the puck, tee it up real quick, and then it's gone. Maybe you can help us understand how hard that is to do.
Willie, I don't understand it. I don't think a lot of us won't understand how he could pull that off. But he's one of those guys, like you said, right from the start, like you want him to shoot the puck when he can. And cause he has the ability to do things like that. And, you know, it's awesome. He's got a special skill set, I don't know how you can shoot the puck that hard from that angle and pick a corner that small. It was impressive.
As we sit here and we talk about Elie Tolvanen, and you know, from our point of view, people that, you know, just talk about the games, we don't play the games. Mm-hmm. It's looked like this year, okay, this is it, the light's on, he's finally getting rewarded for all those years of hard work. From the player's point of view, when you've come up through the ranks and you finally get that call and then everything starts to come together, do you remember that moment for you personally when the light came on of like, all right, I get this now. I know what it's like to be a pro. It's comfortable and you're not carrying the jitters, I guess, of welcome to the NHL with you anymore. Do you remember that moment for you?
Yeah, I don't think for me it was a moment. It was a little bit of a span of time, but it was definitely my second year in the league, the lockout year, where my head coach Brad Larson was very strict on details and playing like a pro and playing the right way. And then, so I went through that time with him learning those things and then getting back up to the NHL when the season resumed or started. And our team we didn't have a skilled team. And I was on a line with Nick Foligno and RJ Umberger, we were matched up against the most skilled players every night, and I couldn't go out there and just play a skilled game. I had to be solid at both ends of the rink, and we went on this crazy streak where no one expected us to make the playoffs, and we didn't, but we tied for last place in the playoffs, and that was kind of where I really flourished in the both ends of the rink part of the game, and being a reliable, trustworthy player, which I really started to enjoy and love, I guess, that, you know, that responsibility of being successful at both ends of the rink. And I think from there on out, I was, you know, became a reliable player where my teammates always trusted me and wanted me in big situations and moments, and that they believed I could get the job done. So it was probably in my second year there.
We've brought up Columbus a few times tonight, and obviously your history there. Is it fun getting to play them this year as much? And do you, when players switch teams, do you still hold on to that of just, you know, obviously the good times, but, oh yeah, I got a little something extra every time I go up against a former team.
Yeah, 100%. You're always extra ready for those games and want to have an impact. And it was funny, actually, today we were catching up. I was catching up with Cam Atkinson, Nick Foligno, and Matt Calvert. And we were joking about Nicky's haircut. He finally shaved it down to the bone. He was holding on for a little while there, so we were giving him a hard time today.
It's been an evolution there, I guess, over the years. You finally just said, I'm there. I did it. I did it.
Yeah, he finally accepted it. And
okay, it's okay.
I'm proud of him.
Yeah. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Ryan Johansson here with you on Smashville Live. We'll have more with Joey when we come back. It's all brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Red Spirits and Wine, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling of Bellevue here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Yes, it is. Welcome back into Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, and Ryan Johansson hanging out with you on this Wednesday. So, Ryan, as we started this off joking with you that about you and being the prankster of the locker room, you've obviously always, since you've been here, at least we've gotten to know you, you've had the personality. Why is it so important for you to just have fun? I mean, you're playing a game, and obviously it's a job and a lot of things that are important and wanting to win, but you always seem to have a smile on your face and have a good time.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with trying to have fun at the rink or anything like that. It's just me and my personality. Like to goof around no matter what I'm doing. I want it to be fun and, you know, just – you know, hope that is a contagious thing around the rink and for people, no matter where it is, just, you know, having a good time.
So I know things are obviously different these days on the road. We've talked to a lot of guys about that, but in your spare time, what are some things that you've done when you're not at the rink?
Oh, not too much going on, if I'm being honest. It's really low key. Play some cards on the road and things like that at home. A lot of time spent at the house and chasing my dog around, but you just try and find little things here and there to keep you busy. And obviously with our schedule and practicing and games, there's not too much time off anyway. And we usually need the rest, but hasn't been too eventful. That's for sure.
We were talking to Ellie about where you guys are now, and you had a couple of days between games, which is sort of unusual. You're used to playing 3 and 4 mm-hmm. nights all the time here, but did you get a chance to walk the beach a little bit, just get out and get a little fresh air?
Yeah, I made it to the beach yesterday. Got out in the sun a little bit. So that was nice. So that's definitely a big bonus about our division and being able to come down to Florida. Yeah, that's about it.
Because I mean, it's different, right? Just the routine, you know, you're in your room a lot, right? There, and this is the long. Except this is the longest road trip that the franchise has ever had, right? The mm-hmm. most games. So, how have you tried to just, you know, fill the time? By you spend a lot of time by yourself, I imagine.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I'm always the guy texting the guys, hey, let's go downstairs to our lounge, play some cards or something. And I think they're all getting pretty sick of me after this road trip, but it's, you know, it's also kind of fun, but we spend a lot of time together and just hanging out and getting to know each other more personally than you would normally. But, you know, we've found ways to make it enjoyable and fun and doing little things here and there, and finish this trip with some wins would be great.
Do you play video games at all? I know Phil's the big gamer, but do you get into that?
No, not really. I got back into it a little bit at the start of the pandemic when we're all at our own homes, but no, I haven't been playing since we're back.
When was the last time that you got to hit the links, play some golf? I know you enjoy that.
Yeah, last time was in December, right before we started up for camp. So been a little bit of time now.
Yeah. I hate that because I know you guys always would play and you take everybody's money from what I hear.
I definitely tried to.
Well, speaking of that, I guess there's a little bit of a tradition now with the brackets coming out. Now, is that something you like to pay attention to? Ellie Tolvin had said he'd probably fill one out just to be one of the guys, but he says he has no idea who any of these teams are. So maybe he's an easy take.
I actually have no idea about college basketball too, but like we were just talking where you're trying to find things to do on the road, like little things like this are awesome. We had some we had some action going with the previous golf tournament there at the Players Championship and things like that. So we're doing a little team thing for sure.
I can't remember when it was, but it when Tiger won the Masters, remember when he made the comeback, didn't we wait a few extra minutes before the plane took off because we wanted to see him close it out? Remember that?
I think you're right. It was something like that. But yeah, I do remember that.
I remember thinking, why haven't we taken off? But then I realized what was going on. Everybody was peeking at their phone because he was coming. That was a pretty special story, you know, him
for
the first time in a long time.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was definitely a good reason to hold the plane back a few minutes.
It was.
What are some, you know, obviously you played in Columbus, which was a college football town. You play in Nashville in the South, big college football. Were you into college football at all before Columbus?
No, not at all. I definitely jumped on the bandwagon though, because I'd be a total outcast in Ohio or Columbus there if I wasn't a Buckeyes fan. So I cheered for them, and they actually won the national championship one of the years I was there, which was just cool to see the city going crazy. And had some fun times going down to those games with 100,000 people in the Shoe there. Those are good memories. But definitely don't know too much about college sports.
Was it Ezekiel Elliott's jersey I think you wore during the All-Star game, is that right?
No, it was another guy.
Yeah, Braxton Miller.
Braxton Miller, that's right.
Braxton Miller, yeah. I got a lot of my relatives, Ryan, so I'm here for you. I'll pick you up on that.
Thanks, buddy.
Number five, hopefully. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
He was a great player.
So as you guys get ready to take on Florida tomorrow, you've seen all the teams multiple times. You mentioned as we started this, coming off a really good win, and I know all wins are good, but that one had to feel especially good just the way you guys played in every phase. How do you take some of that momentum and apply it to try and get a little something going against a good Florida team?
Yeah, it's just keep it simple. We don't need to overthink what we're doing. Just go out there and give it our best effort. And, you know, obviously, we're always looking at little things to improve, and we'll do that. We did that a bit today and a little bit tomorrow morning. But you know, the effort and compete was there, and guys made some nice plays, and we need that again tomorrow night.
You play against all the top centers, Joey, in the league, and mm-hmm. a guy that's having a great year. He's always been a really good player, but he's a little bit more in the spotlight this year because the team is doing so well. But Barkov seems to be a guy that is just a real tough guy to handle, no matter who's facing him. What makes him so great?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. He's one of the most underrated players in the league, in my view, for sure. Just a big body, skates well. He's very smart. He reminds me of playing against Bergeron. He's just always in the right places and doing the right things. And you know, he's a type of a player that we play against that I have a ton of respect for, and how he plays the game, and I enjoy playing against him. It's always a great challenge.
What do you think has kicked in for them as a team? They've made a pretty big jump, and a lot of people, you know, knew they were pretty decent, you know, but I think a lot of people think they're one of the biggest surprises in the league there. What do you think they're doing right now as a squad?
Well, I think their big players are playing very good hockey. I think they do have some younger talent that's now kind of turned into veterans, and they understand how to play more, and you know, they have some good character veteran guys that complement the skill and the more of the talent guys, and you know, they're a good hockey club. They're on paper, they got a lot of big names on their team, and you know, it's not surprising playing against them this year that how well they're doing. They're a tough team to beat right now, and so that's why we're excited to play them again here, and just coming off this Tampa victory and get some payback on these guys.
Yeah,
Well, best of luck tomorrow and moving forward. And like we said, it's good to see you. It's good to talk to you. It's been a minute with everything going on in the pandemic. But thanks so much for taking the time to join us tonight, Ryan. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Great seeing you guys, too. Hope you're well.
Ryan Johansson, Predators 4, joining us tonight. Our thanks to him. Our thanks to Ellie Tolvanen. My thanks to Willie Donick for joining me as well. That's going to do it for this edition of Smashville Live. It's all brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. Stick around, though. Slapshot Radio, that is next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.